Here's one person who doesn't care much about immigration reform, the tax man. If you're working here in this country, legally or not, the IRS expects you to file a tax return. It's a law many undocumented workers diligently follow, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Right at the top of the IRS tax return forms, there's a little box for your Social Security number. It's a number undocumented workers don't have, or if they do, it's fake. So you may wonder, how then can these workers file a tax return? Well, leave it to the IRS to find a way to collect. In these cases, it can issue an alternate tax ID number, called an ITIN. According to federal data, nearly 3 million people filed taxes with an ITIN in 2011.
So an ITIN is different from a Social Security number. It's very distinct in the sense that it starts with a 9.
That's Yuri Kim with the United Way of King County. The group set up several locations around the area where low-income people can file a tax return free of charge. This one's at El Centro de la Raza in Seattle's Beacon Hill neighborhood. Kim says about a third of the clients here use an ITIN.
And then do you have a copy of your Social Security card?
Copy? No.
A clamor of English and Spanish fills the room. Bilingual tax prep volunteers sort through paperwork with couples, families, and single clients. Kim says all the volunteers here are trained to handle issues unique to undocumented immigrants.
Number one, someone with an ITIN isn't eligible for certain credits. The earned income tax credit is a really big boost for someone who is lower income and working.
That tax credit can add up to a few thousand dollars, but ITIN filers are not allowed to claim this federal benefit. Volunteers are also trained to answer a common question from ITIN filers. Will it flag the U.S. government that someone is undocumented? The IRS is clear on that point. The info is not shared with immigration authorities. Out in the waiting area, a man named Rogelio is bouncing his one-year-old grandson in his arms. His teenage son is inside filing his tax return. Rogelio asked to only use his first name because his family is in the U.S. illegally. They came here 8 years ago from Sinaloa, Mexico. Rogelio works as a painter and says he's always paid his taxes here, even when employers pay him cash under the table.
Es una obligación, sí, tener todo en orden.
He says it's an obligation to have everything in order. If we have all our taxes paid, it'll help us out with the reform. Like others here, Rogelio is hopeful Congress will pass an immigration reform bill this year and that it will include a way for them to become citizens. If that happens, there's a good chance people applying for citizenship would need to settle up on any unpaid back taxes. That idea sounds fine to Rogelio and to another man here named Gil.
Pero yo estoy de acuerdo. Si...
I agree, he says. If they're going to do the reform, then I think everyone should be required to be current with all of our taxes and following the law.
So
we know that a substantial share of these undocumented taxpayers are paying into the system the same way the rest of us are.
Matt Gardner is with the Institute for Taxation and Economic Policy. He published a report in 2011 that estimates how much undocumented immigrants pay in local, state, and federal taxes. Gardner says it's a conservative estimate that at least half of undocumented immigrants pay federal income taxes. And on the state and local level,
the vast majority of the taxes Washington relies on are taxes that are blind to whether you're a citizen or not. Sales taxes, excise taxes, the taxes that are the engine of Washington state and local government are taxes that everyone pays, including undocumented immigrants.
Gardner's findings are drawn from tax records, census data, and other government estimates, like from the Social Security Administration. It estimates about 75% of undocumented workers pay into the system toward a retirement benefit they can't collect. While many undocumented immigrants say they file a return simply because it's the law, there are other reasons. Some need the paperwork for a home loan. Others need it when their U.S.-born kids head to college and apply for federal financial aid. A tax return is part of the application. Stephen Camerata is with the Center for Immigration Studies, which calls for major reductions in immigration. He sees another big reason for these ITIN returns.
Well, in general, when illegal immigrants file tax returns, it's so that they get all their money back.
Camerata points to a 2011 report from the U.S. Treasury Inspector General. It includes some of the most recent data about ITIN tax returns. The report found that many people who file ITIN returns tend to get money back. In 2011, these refunds added up to nearly $7 billion. Related to immigration reform, Camerata is skeptical about proposals that people would owe back taxes. He thinks politicians just talk up the idea because it polls well, but he calls the plan a dead end.
There's often not a good record of the illegal immigrants' work, as well as the fact that the illegal immigrants are generally poor with a large number of dependents, so they don't owe any taxes anyway. So the idea that they would pay back taxes is mostly just a public relations thing that you would put in a bill in order to garner additional support. It wouldn't generate any actual money.
As the tax night wraps up at El Centro de la Raza, a Mexican man named Jose Lopez signs off on his return. He says he worked at 10 different farms last year, doing everything from minor construction to animal care.
Do you know if you're going to get a refund?
Yeah. Let's go spend it.
His refund is $208. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.